Hamtramck, a city nestled inside of Detroit, will have an all-Muslim city council, and its first Muslim mayor, Amir Ghalib, will be sworn in on January 2nd. Joining us now is one of the newly elected city council members, Amanda Jakowski. Amanda, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Hamtramck is historically an immigrant community, once mostly a Polish community. Tell us a little bit about Hamtramck.
Yeah, so like you said, it's a historically Polish community. My family actually came in the early 1900s with a lot of the Polish immigrants that initially came. And now we have about 26 languages spoken. We have 28,000 people in 2.2 square miles. So we call it the world in 2.2 square miles.
So that seems like a big change over the decades, to go from a mostly blue-collar immigrant Polish community to now a community that has elected an all-Muslim city council and Muslim mayor. How did that happen?
I mean, honestly, a lot of it is credit to the current sitting mayor, Karen Majewski. She did a lot of work to encourage incoming immigrant communities, basically just continuing what was already here. Because so Hamtramck was originally a German town, and then it got taken over by the Polish immigrants. And then the next wave came, and then the next wave came. And just who's coming has changed more than the fact that we are a very friendly city to immigrants. And we encourage anyone who wants to come see our beautiful little city and hopefully share a little bit of their food.
What do you say to someone who may be worried that with an all-Muslim city council that your religion and that of your fellow city council members might affect your decisions?
Honestly, we have Muslims in office across the nation. And the thing is that no matter what, Hamtramck is still ruled under the Constitution of the United States, which has that separation of church and state. And it's something that me and my colleagues all take very seriously.
What are your thoughts on being part of, if some Muslim community organizations are to be believed, possibly the very first all-Muslim city council in the U.S.? That's possible. How does that feel to be part of that?
Firsts are amazing and they're great to be a part of, but really it's up to us to prove that it doesn't matter. We were the qualified candidates. We were the ones who have the most voice for the community that elected us because they trust us to represent what they need from the city. It's exciting and it's an honor to be a part of it. But now it's time to get to work.
What issue drives you? What would you first like to tackle?
So one of the main things is the most boring answer ever is our budget. And it has to do with the same thing that you see across many small cities, especially in the Midwest, where we were very auto-reliant on our tax base. And as factories moved to the suburbs, things like that, we lost a lot of the tax base there. And it's been really difficult to recoup that. So that's one of the big things. But I'm really excited to work with a lot of the other stuff that's happening. Like, we're getting a greenway put through here. And I'm an avid cyclist. So I'm really excited to have connection through Detroit and Hamtramck and Dearborn, all by bicycles. And so there's a lot of these smaller, it's a huge venture. It's over 27 miles. But those are some really exciting things that are happening. And I'm really happy to get my hand in the pot to really help push things along.
Well, congratulations to you, Amanda Jakowski, as a newly elected city council member for the city of Hamtramck, Michigan. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.